Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, the 34th chapter, beginning with verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they are scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in all the inhabited places of the country. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. I came into the family room to call my 2-year-old daughter to lunch, and she wasn't there. And so I went and looked for her in the bedroom, calling her name, and other bedrooms of the house, couldn't find her. Into the living room and other rooms, out on the porch, finally out into the yard, both front and back yards, and went yelling her name down the street, into the garage. Where was she? She had just been there just a minute or two before watching TV while I was preparing lunch, just the two of us at home that day. And I hope you never have to find out as a parent what it feels like to think you've lost a little child. It is just awful. The sense of the burden of responsibility that you feel on your heart and the love and concern you have for that little child, it just overwhelms you when you think that suddenly they may be lost. And it drives you to go out and seek like you have never sought something before. It turned out that she had fallen asleep under the couch cushions and couldn't hear me. And boy, was I relieved. In the text before us, we see the prophet Ezekiel using a very familiar motif, that of God searching for his sheep like the good shepherd. This is one of the most prominent pictures of God's relationship to us that you'll find in the scriptures. We see this in Psalm 23 most clearly, the Good Shepherd Psalm, and Isaiah, Micah, Zechariah, the Gospel of John, 1 Peter's letter. It's a very comforting theme to the sheep, to those who belong to Christ. When I think about images that I see in the homes of members when I was a pastor and go out to visit them, other than the crucifix, this was probably one of the most prominent pictures that you would see in people's homes, the Good Shepherd. Notice in our text that it is the shepherd himself who must do this seeking, this intense searching. Listen again. Indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. I will seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they are scattered on a cloudy and dark day. You see, the sheep themselves are not inclined to seek out the shepherd or even to stay with the shepherd by themselves. In fact, quite the contrary. Sheep are known instead to just wander off. They're known for actually being rather ignorant creatures. Remember, one of my seminary professors used to say, when Jesus equates us to sheep, that's really not a compliment. Without any care or recognition of danger, the sheep so easily can wander off into great danger. And this is quite a harsh depiction of our sinful human nature. We have a tendency to underestimate the danger that we might have around us. We might find ourselves kind of toying with certain sins and treating them as if they're really no big deal to God or to us, that they're really not going to cause any great harm to us. Or maybe doubts that we have and pursuing those doubts. Maybe pursuing unbelief and thoughts of unbelief. Carelessness, apathy about our faith. Maybe dabbling in false teachings and so on. In a variety of ways that we can find ourselves just having a tendency to kind of wander away from God. Even people who have had the voice of Christ in their life, their whole life, and have heard it very intently and learned to know it, what a tendency there is in us to want to wander away from our loving Savior. And the fact that we are in his fold and in his care And the fact that we are part of his flock has nothing to do with us, with the sheep. It has to do with the searching heart of the shepherd. Between Mankato and St. Peter, there's a farm that has sheep, and it has a fence around it. And I bet if you went and asked that farmer who has those sheep, that if he took down those fences, what do you think would happen to those sheep after a few days? I bet he'd be out looking for them in Le Sueur and everywhere else. They would just wander off. That is the sinful nature in us, the tendency to wander away from our Lord. And so this intense searching in the heart of the Good Shepherd has to be there if we're going to belong to him. And it is motivated inside of him. He is motivated and driven by a love for the sheep, just like a parent seeking for a child. Now that's comforting for us to know. To those of us who have come to understand what Christ has done for us, and that he went to the cross to shed his holy blood to atone for all of our sins, and that by his death alone we have the hope of heaven and peace with God. It's comforting for those of us who have come to trust in that to know that he's the one who has found us. It's comforting to know that you were on his radar. You were the one that he wanted to seek and to find, and that he has chosen to gather you from all the corners of the world. This is a global flock, our Lord is describing. Listen again. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land. Here we see the work of the Holy Spirit through the work of the ministry, through word and sacrament, by which God goes out and calls into the world and seeks through that word and through the sacraments to find individual souls and bring them to faith in Christ. As we hear in the explanation to the third article, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. And yet, despite the fact that the work of God and the work of this Good Shepherd is global in nature, it is also extremely personal. It is very personal and intimate with each one of the sheep. When we think about pictures or images of how a shepherd would go and find a sheep that's in trouble, that's a very personal aspect of his work and of his care. Our Lord is very in tune to what each of his sheep need and where they are, where you are at spiritually, where I'm at spiritually. I have a brother-in-law who has diabetes, and his wife claims that she can spot, just by looking into his eyes, when he needs insulin, even when he is not aware of it. She has become that in tune to his health, driven by her great love for him. Our Lord Jesus Christ is so in tune with the concerns in our lives, the problems in your life, even the temptations that you are facing, even before you and I are aware of them. Think about how frequently in the pages of the Gospels we hear about our Lord's in-tuneness with his sheep. The woman who touched his robe, the paralytic who was lowered into the room and Jesus absolved him before he said a word, the crippled man at the pool of Bethesda, the widow and her few coins outside of the temple, the woman at the well. Our Lord knew everything about their lives, good and bad. He knew what conditions they were in, what situations they were in, what spiritual conditions their hearts were in. The hook at the top of the shepherd's staff can only go after one sheep at a time. It's a very personal hook. And that hook is how our Lord Jesus goes into our hearts through his word, calling us back to repentance from our sins and back into his kingdom of grace and forgiveness. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is not aloof from his flock and from his sheep and the individual care that they need. He doesn't sit in the barn while they wander through the valley of the shadow of death. Instead, just like a loving parent, he is intensely concerned about and interested in and focused on the spiritual lives of each one of his sheep. And he says to each one of you today who trust in him, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Please rise. We pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, we thank you for claiming us as part of your eternal flock through faith in you and for laying down your life to redeem us. Give us ears to hear your gracious calls to repentance through the ministry of your word, that we may continually stay by your side until you bring us through the valley of the shadow of death to the still waters and green pastures of our eternal home. We pray it all in your name. Amen.
Through faith in Christ Jesus. Go in peace.